So as it relates to daf, as it relates to raid, going back to yesterday's daf, and really doing a part two with regards to the lumdis of the sugya of truma bizman hazeh d'iraisa or truma bizman hazeh d'rabbanan. And again, we prefaced the raid yesterday by saying that this is a foundational sugya. It's a shitas harambam that comes up again and again and again. The ein beis medrash b'leichidish, there's so many different layers to it, and really it's such an important sheet in terms of understanding a lot of different sugyas. So I think it's kedai to recap what it is that we spoke about yesterday, and then be'ezus Hashem speak out two ha'aris, two ha'isafis. And that is, we learned a sugya here in the end of Perek Aral that discusses the shaila of truma bizman hazeh, d'iraisa, or truma bizman hazeh d'rabbanan. Seemed like from the Gemara it was a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. The Rabbi Yochanan holds truma bizman hazeh d'iraisa, Rish Lakish holds truma bizman hazeh d'rabbanan. And Poshet, the hesber in the machlokes, is whether or not Eretz Yisrael bizman hazeh has kedushas haaretz or does not have kedushas haaretz. We know that when there was a Beis HaMikdash, Eretz Yisrael had kedusha. But the question is, what about bizman hazeh? When the Yidden are in Golos, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, does Eretz Yisrael have Kedusha, or does it not have Kedusha? And the truth is that this question was really the subject of a great debate amongst the Tanaim throughout Shas. Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Ashaita, the Kitchel Asadavai, or Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Ashaita, like Kitchel Asadavai? Kedusha Shnia, Kitchel Ashaita, the Kitchel Asadavai, or Kedusha Shnia, Kitchel Ashaita, like Kitchel Asadavai? And the Pashup Shan and the Sugya of Truma Bizman Azad, they rise, so Truma Bizman Azad Rabbanon, is really, it depends on that Shaila. If there's Kedusha Rishayna, or if there's Kedusha Shnia, so that means Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. If Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, then Truma Bizman Hazeh would be Deiraisa. If, however, Kedusha Rishayna was like Kitchel Asadavai, and even Kedusha Shnia was like Kitchel Asadavai, so that means Eretz Yisrael has no Kedusha. If Eretz Yisrael has no Kedusha, so then there would be no Chi of Truma Sumaisris Bizman Hazeh Deiraisa, and if that's the case, Truma Bizman Hazeh would be only Midrabon. And that is without question, if you go through the Gemara, with Rashi and Tosfos and the Rishayim, the Pashup Shat in the Sugya here in Perek Aharon. Stating that the Rambam had a ruach acheres in this whole noise. The Rambam, in the end of the first perek, in Hilchas Trumois, and then again in Hilchas Chalo, and Hilchas Shmita V'yoivol, paskins that Kedusha Shnia is Kitchel Ashaita, V'Kitchel Asadavai, meaning Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha Saaretz. The Afal Pikein, the Rambam holds that Truma Bizman Hazeh is only Midrabban. So the Rambam holds that Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha Sa'aretz, but at the same time, Truma Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanan. And the Rambam says that the reason is because it says in the Torah, Ki Savayu. And Ki Savayu means that the only time there's going to be a Chiyuv to observe the laws of Truma, and Meiser, and Chala, and Shmita, and Yoivo, is when there's going to be Bias Kolchem, Rubai Kekulai, Roiv of Klai Yisrael will be living in Eretz Yisrael. But if you don't have Roiv of Klai Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael, says the Rambam, there's not going to be a Chi of Chumas or Meisres, Midei Raiso. So that even though, says the Rambam, Kedusha Shnia is Kitchel Ashaita, and Kitchel Asalavai, so that Eretz Yisrael today has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, but at the same time, being that you don't have Roiv of Klai Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore the Chi of Truma will only be a Chi of the Rabbana. And then the Rambam ratcheted it up even one level more. And he said that I hold that even Bizman Bayashain, Bimei Ezra, when for sure there was Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, the whole Shaila is Kitchel Asalava, but then it was Kitchel Ashaita, for sure there was Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Even then there was no Chi of Truma Midai Raisa. Why? Because again, Bimei Ezra, he didn't have Rav of Klai Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. There were 42,000 some odd Jews that heeded the call and went up to Eretz Yisrael when Cyrus the Great gave the Jews permission to go up and build the second base of Mikdash. Most of the Yidden remained in Bavel. As for that reason, Rav of Klai Yisrael weren't living in Eretz Yisrael. You didn't have Kisavo, you didn't have Bias Kolchem, and because there was no Bias Kolchem, says the Rambam, Afilu Bizman Bayisheni, there was no Chiv Truma Midei Raisa. So the Rambam Shita is that Truma Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon, even though Kedusha Shni is Kitchel Ashaita for Kitchel Asalavai, because it's a Tanai that you have to have Bias Kulchem in order for it to be a Chi of Truma. And the Rambam said, V'loyoit, even Bizman Bayesheni, when for sure there was Kedusha, but being that Rav of Klai Yisrael was not living in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha was that the Chi of Truma and Meiser and Chala and Shmit and Yoivel was not Midei Raisa, all it was Midei Rabbanon. So yesterday, we discussed what would happen if the demographics shifted? What would happen if the Metzias changed? And that we found ourselves in a situation where Rav of Klal Yisrael was once again living in Eretz Yisrael. Hasn't been that way since the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. But what would be if that did happen? Would the halacha change or would the halacha not change? And we mentioned that l'chayra, it would seem to be a machlokes between the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim Brisker. The Chazon Ish in Hilchos Shviyos and Simen Chaf Aleph, it's Sivkot and Hay, says Mefurish, quote, V'im Yoshuvu Rav Yisrael, Af bizman hagalus, tachzer chiyev tshuma min atayr. If Rav of Klal Yisrael would return to Eretz Yisrael, even in the times of Galus, tachzer chiyev tshuma min atayr, there'd be a chiyev tshuma min atayr again. And really, the Chazon Ish is ma'id mistaber, because the Rambam paskins that Eretz Yisrael has the requisite kedusha in order to be chayv in tshuma z'maisres. It's just tripping up on a technicality. We just don't have a Rav of Klal Yisrael living there. So if we can justify and satisfy that technicality because Rav of Klal Yisrael now are living in Eretz Yisrael, says the Chazon Ish, tachzer chiyev tshuma min atayra. So then we're going to go back to the way it once was, and there'll be a chiyev tshuma once again midai raisa. And by the way, this chiddush of the Chazon Ish is mefurish in the Chsam Sofer as well. The Chsam Sofer, in Chedush Chsam Sofer al Hashas, in the Sugi Masechtas Ksubas Daf Chafei, and Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Rav Hersh Pesach, in Har Tzvi, in a bunch of different places, was Meirich in this as well. And the Gedoyli Achroinim were of the opinion that Im Yashuvu Rav Yisrael, Af Bizman Agolos, Tachzer Chiev Tshuma Min Atayr. But we mentioned that from Rav Chaim in Sefer, it's mashma very, very much not that way. Reb Chaim, Mechadush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam, it's in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, it's Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Tez Zayin. So Reb Chaim over there says that he holds that this Tanai that the Rambam said, that you need Kisavo, you need Bias Kulchem, in order to be Chayiv and Shuma Midei Raisa, that Tanai would have had to have been satisfied at the time that the Yidden actually conquered the land, at the time that they were Mekadesh the land. It was then that you needed Bias Kolchem. And Hayois, when the Yidden were Mekadesh the land, Bisman Bayesheni, in the times of Ezra, it wasn't Kisavayu. They didn't have Rubei Kukulei of Klal Yisrael, because most of the Yidden remained in Bavel. So even if now that Metzias would change, even if now you would suddenly have Bias Kolchem, it wouldn't matter. Because it's not enough that you have Bias Kolchem, you would have to have Bias Kolchem at the time of the Givush. Kisavayu, when the Yidden are going to enter the land, and you're going to be Kovish the land, and Yoresh the land, and be Mekadesh the land. These are all synonyms of each other. At that time, that you have to have Kisavayu, which means Bias Kolchem. But the fact that at some later date, in Tuf Shin Pei Beis, you're going to figure out that the census is telling you that now Rav of the Yidden are living in Eretz Yisrael, that's not going to help you. Because you would have to have it literally at the time that the original land was conquered. In other words, according to the Chazon Ish and the Chsam Sofer and Rav Hersh Pesach, it doesn't matter when you satisfy that. If there's at any given point in history where you have Bias Kochem, Rav of Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael, Sados Alein is going to be enough. Reb Chaim held not that way. Reb Chaim held that it would have had to have been at the time of the actual Kiddush Eretz Yisrael. And if you didn't have Bias Kochem at that time, that's not Bias Kochem, and there can't be a Chiv true and Midei Raisa. In other words, according to Reb Chaim, the only time it's going to be Shaykh for there to be a Chiv Chum Midei Raisa in Eretz Yisrael is Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash Memher B'Yameinu. This is going to be a Shlishis, and that Yerusha, that Kiddush is going to be with a Bias Kochem. Then Eretz Yisrael once again will be chayiv in Chumas and Maestras. But the fact that now you have Rav Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael, that in and of itself won't be okay. The emes is that if you think about it a little bit deeper, there's a very, very fundamental machloikis between the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim. And that is, according to the Chazon Ish and the Chsam Sofer and Rav Hersh Pesach, Eretz Yisrael today, the Shitas HaRambam, has the necessary Kedusha in order to be Chayiv and Trumas and Maestras. It just is lacking a technical criteria, which is, it doesn't have Bias Kolchem. But Mitzad Kedusha Sa'aretz, nothing's lacking. According to Rav Chaim, the land is lacking in Kedusha Sa'aretz. Eretz Yisrael is Kodosh. Kedusha Shnia Kitchel Shaita Vikitchel Asulava. It's the Shitas HaRambam. But at the same time, that Kedusha is not Bashlemus, and it's Chosr in the Ikr Kedusha Sa'aretz as it relates to the Chiv Chumas HaMaestras. Because the Kedusha would have had to have been Bebias Kulchem in order for it to have been Chal Kedusha with regards to the Halachas of Chumas HaMaestras. And Reb Chaim in that Shtickle where he really was coming to explain a Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, where the Rambam talks about the Kedusha Shlishes, and really his kasha is, according to the Rambam, what do you need Kedusha Shlishes for? Isn't Kedusha Shnei a Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel L'Asa L'Ava? It's Reb Chaim drives home this point very sharp. And Reb Chaim says, because it's true there's a Kedusha Shnei, but the Kedusha Shnei is Chaser. Where is it Chaser? It's Chaser that it's not Chaim and Shumas and Maestras, because it was missing in the Bias Kolchem, and that reared on the Etzim Chefs of the Kedusha. And because it reared on the Chefs of the Kedusha, so that's where it's going to be, there'll be Mokim now for there to be Chaluk Kedusha Shlishas, because that Kedusha will make up this gap that's lacking from the Kedusha Shnia. But according to the Chazon Ish, we're not missing anything. According to the Chazon Ish, there's no chsarn in the Kedusha Sa'aretz, it's just a chsarn in the technicality. Poshit, as I state, l'chayra, a machloik between the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim Brisker. So just two ha'aretz as it relates to this machloikis. The first ha'aretz is Reb Tzvi Pesach. In a few places, it's in Shailos HaTshuvos Har Tzvi, in the Chelek of Inyonei Zroin, Chelek Aleph, Simin Yud Gimel. It's also Nehar Tzvi Al Hashas, in Mesechtes Erevin, Daf Lamed. So he brings a Chiddush from the Sefer Oyel Avram. He was the Gaivid of Kubelsdorf. That's how Reb Tzvi Pesach refers to him. But he brings from this Goyin, the Baal Oyel Avram, that wanted to say a Chiddush Nifla in the Shitas HaRaman. He said that even though the Rambam sheet is very clear that Truma Bizmana says the Rabbana with a whole shtickl Torah, but he wanted to say that even the Rambam would be Moida, if somebody would be Mafresh Truma Bizmana Zeh, it would be Chal Truma Midai Raisa. Herachidish. The Chiv Truma Bizmana says only the Rabbana. But if somebody would go physically and be Mafresh Truma, it would be Chal Truma Midei Raisa. Now the truth is, there's a precedent to say such a Chiddush. The precedent is, there's a Shitas Haravid. You know, there's a big tumult in the Rishonim. What exactly is Chayiv and Truma? Ruba the Ruba of Rishonim hold that the Chiv Truma Midei Raisa, back in the day, was on Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzar. Grain, wine, and oil. Those are the three things that were Chayiv and Truma Midei Raisa. Everything else is only Chayiv and Truma Midei Rabban. There are other Shitas as well. One of those other Shitas is the Shitas HaRaivet. The Raivet holds that it's true that there's only a Chiyuv to be Mafresh Truma on Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzer. However, says the Rambam, if someone's Mafresh Truma from Shar Peiros, the halacha is it's going to be Chal Truma. So the Raivet already was Mechalik between Chiyuv Truma and whether it's actually Chal Truma. So the Raivet said the Chiyuv Truma, yeah, that's on the Gimel Minim, but at the same time, if someone's Mafresh Truma from Shar Peiros Elon, it's going to be Chal Truma. So Al Derech said the Gaivet of Gubelsdorf, he said that Yesh Loimar said the Baal Oil Avram as Asort Patent, that the Rambam holds Truma of Zmana says only the Rabbana. But that just means the Chiyuv Truma of Zmana says only the Rabbana. But if a person would physically be Mafresh Truma, so then the Aloch is it would be Chal Truma, even Midei Raisa. With this you saw it. The Oil Avram and Rav Hirsch Pesach were meyashiv kasha after kasha after kasha. Again, this is not really our sugyo, but it's dvarim niflam, all the kashas that he answered. I'll just mention one kasha. It's just Aidi de Chavivali. Just one kasha, and that is, he brings that he saw kasha, the first Mishnah in Shas. Me'emasai koirin eshma ba'arvin. Mishoshakoyhanim nechnosan lecho bitrumasan at soifa shmura rishoina divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So when is this man Kriya Shema Shal Arvin? It's from the time that the Kehanim that were Tame, and they went to the mikveh. They had to wait until the Vah Shemesh. They needed Herav Shemesh. When they're Tahar, that they're able to eat Shruma, so then the Allah is man Kriya Shema. In other words, when it's Tzeisach Koychavim for the Kohanim, then it's going to be Tzeisach Koychavim for Zman Kriya Shema as well. So Zokta Oyel Avram, Yechob Abom B'Kasha. His Kasha is, we know that Laila is different for Dine de Raisa than it is for Dine de Rabbana. Halacha l'maisa. Shabbos ends more minutes after Shkia than Asar B'Teves does. Why? Because Shabbos is de Raisa and Asar B'Teves is only different Kabbalah. It's only mid Rabbanan. When it comes to defining Laila, right, it's always a tumble. Sfiras Omer. Can I count? I can't count. It's late. The early minion, the Mincha Ma'ariv, right? You could or you can't. Why? Because Sfiras Omer is a little tricky. De Raisa, de Rabbanan, it's a Zecher. Laila, when it comes to Dairaises, we're more machmed than Laila when it comes to the Rabbanan. specifically, Bein Hashmashas. Bein Hashmashas is Safik Yom, Safik Laila. When it comes to Dina Day Rites, you go L'chumra for Bein Hashmashas. When it comes to the Rabban, you can go L'kula when it comes to Bein Hashmashas. So the Oil Avram asked, Abom Bekasha, Me'ei Mosai Kernish Ma'ba'arvin, Mishosha Ke'anev Nechlasan Lecha B'chumasan. Says, Kasha was, Kriyishma we know is Day Raisa. Shruma bizman azeh, even bizman bayisheni, bizman a mishnah with zichah the rabbanon. So how could the mishnah say that what's man kriyishma when the kohanim used to eat shruma? No, it's not. The kohanim were able to eat shruma bein hashmashes because all it is a din the rabbanon. Shruma bizman azeh the rabbanon. It's a sofik the rabbanon. You can eat bein hashmashes. Kriyishma is deiraisa. For kriyishma, you have to wait until it's vaday laila. A haful the kasha. So he said lefi his yosaidus when yoshev the kasha. Because even though the Rambam holds that shruma bizman azeh the rabbanon, but once you mafresh the shruma. It's zicha truma deiraisa. So if it's truma deiraisa, now you're eating truma deiraisa. A tummy can't eat truma deiraisa bein hashmashes. So therefore, he would have to wait until it's vaday laila. This is just one of the many kashas he was miyashu with this yisoid. But this is his yisoid. The yisoid is that even though the Rambam holds truma zman as the rabbanon, that just means the chiv truma is the rabbanon. But once you mafresh the truma, it's nichli going to be deiraisa. L'chura, that's pashit. That this yisoid only works if you hold. Like the Chazon Ish. If you hold that Eretz Yisrael really has the necessary Kedusha in order to be Chayiv and Trumas or Maisis, because Kedusha Shni is Kitchel Hashayit and Kitchel Hazalavi. Narvos, you're lacking a technicality. You don't have Kisavayu. You don't have Bias Kolchem. Okay, but Mitzad the Kedusha so Eretz you do have. So then you could start telling me Torah. You can tell me that Bias Kolchem is only a Tanai in the Chi of Trumas or Maisis. But even though it's not Bias Kolchem, if you mafish Trumas or Maisis, it's going to be a Chi of Trumas or Maisis Midei Raisa. However, if you hold that the land is lacking in Kedushas Haaretz, like Reb Chaim said, that Eretz Yisrael, because the actual Bia, when the Yidden entered the land, it wasn't a Bia's Kulchem, so it was Chaser in the Iker Kedushas Haaretz. So if Eretz Yisrael doesn't have Kedusha Le'inyan, Chiv Chumas HaMaisers, it's way too big of a Chiddush to tell me that it has Kedusha, that if you mafresh the Chumas HaMaisers, then somehow it's going to be Chal Chuma. If the land has the Kedusha, Nosefelt, a Tanai from Bia's Kulchem, so then you can hear. It's a chiddush nifla. But good, you can hear such a spout. You can tell me that there's no chiyah, but if you're mafresh it, it's going to be chal de chuma. But if you hold the land as chaser in the kedusha, that means klape chiyah of chumas and maestras, Eretz Yisrael is mamash like chutz laretz. So you're going to tell me if someone's mafresh chumas and maestras in chutz laretz, it's going to be chal chuma, there's no chiyah, but it's of course not. Truma requires kedushas haaretz. That's where the kedushas truma comes from. It comes in part because of the fact there's kedushas haaretz. So if there's no kedushas haaretz in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why there's no chiyav truma, so it sounds very, very impossible to somehow say, oh, there's no chiyav, but klape that it should be chal truma for that there's kedushas haaretz. It's not possible. And as a result, this whole shmooze is going to work l'fi l'chazon ish, but l'fi Reb Chaim it's not going to work. And by the way, we mentioned earlier that Reb Hirsch Pesach is one of the achrayim that clearly nemdan that im yoshuvu roiv Yisrael will be chayv and chumas v'maitz afilu b'zman agolos. It's Reb Hirsch Pesach l'shitasei that he's very mefalful with this chiddush and he's very excited about it because he held like the chazon ish held kimavur b'chsam soifer that really Eretz Yisrael b'zman agolos has the necessary kedusha. It's just lacking in a technicality, but according Reb Chaim, it wouldn't work. That's the first aura. The second aura is the Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Pei Dalet asks a bomba kash. Very, very geshmaka kash. So we're discussing the Shittas HaRambam and we're discussing the Shittas HaRambam both as it relates to Truma B'zman Hazeh and as it relates to the Halacha of Kedusha Shnei Kitchel Hashaita V'Kitchel Asadavah. Demis is, the Rambam Shita, as it relates to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, is Dvar Matik, and it's something that we've talked about so many different times. But the aim based Medrash Blei Chiddush. Let's just revisit the Rambam Shita for 1 second. The Rambam paskins Kedusha Rishoina, Kitchel Ashaita, Veloi Kitchel Asalavi. The Rambam also paskins Kedusha Shnia was Kitchel Ashaita, the Kitchel Asalavi. But the Rambam has a third very important sifkat in his sugya. And that is, says the Rambam, even though Kedusha Rishoyin is Kitchel Ashaita, V'loy Kitchel Asalavoy, that's only as it relates to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. With regards to Trumas and Maestras, and Peya, and Leket, and Shekha, and Shvias, and Yoivel, and Bikurim, and Chala. But as it relates to Kedushas Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, says the Rambam, that is going to be Kitchel Asalavoy. So the Rambam holds Kedusha Yerushalayim was Kitchel L'Shaita V'loi Kitchel L'Asalavi. That's Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Of the Kedusha Yerushalayim V'beis HaMikdash is Kitchel L'Asalavi. Says the Rambam, U'lefichach, makrivin, afal pisha in bayis. Says the Rambam, for that reason, you could bring karbonis even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. And that was the premise of the Tumul that happened in the 19th century. But the Rambam paskins that Kedusha Yerushalayim was Kitchel L'Shaita V'loi Kitchel L'Asalavi. That's only Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. L'inyin mitzvahs ha'kluyus baretz. Oh, but Kedushas Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash is Kitchel, and the Rambam says the whole Shekel Torah, because Kedushas Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash are Shechina, and the Shechina is going to be around forever, it's not going anywhere, and it's for that reason, it's going to be Kitchel HaSalavi, Makrin Alfa B'Shem Bayis. If a Tomei goes onto the Harabayis, according to the Rambam, he's going to be Chayiv Karis, the Rav argues, Vadvarim Atikin. But the Rambam Shnita is that Kedusha Rishoyna is Kitchel HaSalavai in Yerushalayim with the Beis HaMikdash. Fake the Michas Chinuch, a real Michas Chinuch, gosh. Fake the Michas Chinuch. The Fize, it should come out that if somebody has Peiros that grew in Yerushalayim, you should be Chayiv and Chumas U'maisris, even Midday Raisa. Zok the Michas Chinuch, it has to be that way. It's a Kal V'Chaim. Ma, with regards to the Kedusha Chamura, of bringing karbonos, of being able to eat Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim, being able to eat Kachem in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim has Kedusha. So Kal V'Chaymer, with regards to the Kedusha Kalo, Chumas U'Maisers, Zichar, it should have Kedusha. So Freik, Nemichas Chinuch, the Rambam Shita is, that Chuma B'Zman HaZeh is the Rabbanon, L'Choyro in Yerushalayim, it should be Midday Raisa. Because the Rambam paskins that Kedusha Rishoyna was Kitchel L'Shaita V'Kitchel Asad Lavoi in Yerushalayim. So if it was Kitchel Asad Lavoi in Yerushalayim, there should be a Chi of Chumas U'Maisris Midday Raisa. Because Madach, there's a Chi of Chumas, Madach, this Kedusha Yerushalayim, with regards to Maisa Sheini Kachem being able to bring Karbonos, certainly the Halacha should be that as it relates to this Halacha of Chumas U'Maisris, you should be chayv in Chumas U'Maisris. And zok to Mechas Chinuch, don't tell me Enochanami, don't say I hear, and shuckle the cup and say, yeah, I agree, that's the way it is. He said, it can't be that way. He says, you know why? Number one, because no one ever said such a chiddush, so someone should have said this. Besides, every sugi in Shas that talks about Chumas B'Zman HaZeh says, oh, it's B'Zman HaZeh, Chumas B'Zman HaZeh is the Rabbanon. What do you mean? I have a Hechatim, so we're even B'Zman HaZeh, there's Chumas Dei Raisa in Yerushalayim. So it's clear, zok to Mechas Chinuch, it's not the way it is. Oh, but zok to Mechas Chinuch, I don't understand. If Yerushalayim has Kedusha, that Kal V'Chomer has to have Kedusha with regards to Chumas U'Maisris. Now the emes is, in Lomdis, you can maybe argue with the Michas Chinuch, and you could say, maybe there's an afkamina between Kedushas Yerushalayim with regards to Achilas Maisa Sheini and Achilas Kachim, and Makriv and Avu B'Shem Bayis, and Kedushas Aretz regarding Chumas U'Maisris, right? Maybe. I hear. Michas Chinuch didn't want to be Michalik like that. And this is the Michas Chinuch's kasha. Michas Chinuch says a teretz, he says a tremendous chiddush to answer this question. Oh, but the emes is, if you think about this question, you almost can't even say it with a straight face, right? The kasha has no pshat. What's the Michas Chinuch's kasha? Freak the Michas Chinuch that I understand. The Rambam Shnita is true as man as the Rabbana. Why? The Rambam holds that Kedusha Rishoyna was Kitchel HaSalava in Yerushalayim. So if it's Kitchel HaSalava in Yerushalayim, Al Koponim, there should be a Chiyuv Chumas U'Maisris Midei Raisa. Because Madachar has Kedusha for the more Chomer things, certainly should have Kedusha for this. I understand. So Zainin has Kedusha Rishoyna, but you still need Bias Kolchem. The Rambam holds you have Kedusha. Rambam holds the whole Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. From sea to shining sea. Literally. The entire country, Midon Vad Be'er Sheva, has Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. Not Kedusha Rishayna, Kedusha Shniya. But doesn't matter. This Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. Kedusha Shniya is Kitchel HaSalavi. Afal Pikein, the Rambam holds Truma B'Zman HaZeh as the Rabbanon. Because the Rambam holds is a din Kisavoyu. It has to be Bias Kulcha. Stok the Michas Chinuch, like the Rambam that holds that Kedusha Rishoyna is Kitchel HaSalavai. We're in Yerushalayim. So L'chari, you have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim. If you have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim, you should be Chayim and Chumas HaMaisris. When did we ever have a problem with Kedusha Eretz? We know we have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. We have a problem with Bias Kulchem. How does the Michas Chinuch's Kal V'Chomer Madach Yerushalayim has Kedusha for Karbonis and Maaser Sheni and Kachem? Kal V'Chomer for Chumas HaMaaseres. That was never the problem. The problem is a Tanai of Bias Kulchem, and you're missing the Tanai of Bias Kulchem. What's Pasha Pshan in the Michas Chinuch? Oh, but the Teretz is even more posh than the Kasha. Michas Chinuch bavarns it himself. The Teretz is, but you know what the Teretz is? Reb Chaim. The Teretz is the Mechas Chinuch held like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said that what would be if today, all of a sudden, Gantz Klal Yisrael would show up in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody would make Aliyah. Or, Rachmana Litzlan, the intermarriage rate would progress to the point where Rav of Klal Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael. It wouldn't change anything. Why? Because the Din Bias Kolchem is not you wake up every morning and you take a look, what's today's census, to determine, it is Bias Kolchem, it's not Bias Kolchem. I have Ruby, I don't have Ruby. We're almost there. We're not there. You make projections. You try to figure out when are you going to reach the point where Rav of Klal Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael. It's not the way it works. Reb Chaim said Bias Kolchem was a T'nai in the Iker Kedusha Sa'aretz. So what matters is, so it's not going to be in the Gay until Bayish Lichi, like the Rambam says, B'lishoyni Azov, and then the first paragraph, that was yesterday's stuff. Right? But like the Rambam says beforeish. But what's the flip side of that? The flip side of that is that as long as there's Bias Kolchem, B'shas Yerusha Sa'aretz, and B'shas Kedusha Sa'aretz, then it's not going to matter what happens later. Meaning, it's the flip side of the same coin. According to Reb Chaim, you don't look every day Vos Tutzach. There was one point in history where this all mattered. What was B'shas Kedusha Sa'aretz? What was B'shas Kibush Sa'aretz? B'shas Yerusha Sa'aretz? Was Bias Kolchem or was it not Bias Kolchem? If it was Bias Kolchem, then you're good to go. L'chayre. And it doesn't matter what happens later. If it's not Bias Kolchem, then it doesn't matter what happens later. It's going to be a problem. Zogte Michas Chinuch. I understand the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that even though Kedusha Shni is Kitchel Asad Lavoy, but still there's no Chiv Chumas and Isis. Why? Because Mitzad the Ike Kedusha, when it was Kisavoyu Bimei Ezra, it wasn't Bias Kolchem. And because it wasn't Bias Kolchem, so therefore it was Chasser in the Ike Kedusha Saaretz. So it's for that reason. Even though Kedusha Shni is Kitchel Asad Lavoy, but it's not Kodosh Li in Chumas and Isis. And if it's not Kodosh Li in Chumas and Isis, so therefore you can't be chayv in Chumas and Isis. Oh, but freak the Mechas Chinuch, Lloyd the Rambam, there's still Kedusha Rishon in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Rambam paskins that even though Kedusha Rishon is Kitchel Asad Lavoy, Kitchel Asad Lavoy, when Yerushalayim there is Kedusha Rishon. And Madach Soch the Mechas Chinuch, there's Kedusha Rishon Li in Yin Kachim, Kalvachayim Li in Chumas and Isis. Now Kedusha Rishon was Mimei Yeshua Menun. That was Kisavoyo, that was Bias Kolchem. This man by Yisrish and the Rambam says they were Chayiv and Trumas and Maestris. So if that was already a Bias Kolchem, so if that's the case, I have Kedusha Rishon in Eretz Yisrael. Kedusha Rishon has Bias Kolchem. So freak the Mechas Chinuch, he should be Chayiv and Trumas and Maestris, Midai Reis in Yerushalayim. It's poshit, that was the Mechas Chinuch's kasha. And the Mechas Chinuch, it's Mavur, that he held like Reb Chaim. That what matters is not every single day up, down, fluctuating. We're going, today you're chayiv in Trumas and Maaser, maybe tomorrow you'll be potter, maybe the next day you'll be chayiv again. Reb Chaim said the only thing that mattered was what was at the time that the Yarnish in Eretz Yisrael. Michas Chinuch held the same way. And that's why the Michas Chinuch felt that Kisavoyu was a chesaron today, klapi Kedusha Shniyah. But Kisavoyu is not a chesaron today, klapi Kedusha Rishayna. What do you mean, Maavzach? It is rive or it's not rive? No, because we don't look at today. You look at what was at the time of the Bia. So the Bia Shnia was not Bia's Kolchem. So therefore, Kedusha Shnia can't be Mechayiv in Trumas and Maestris. Oh, but the Bia Rishayna was Bia's Kolchem. And because it was Bia's Kolchem, that could be Mechayiv. Now the Rambam Shita, no malice, Kedusha Rishayna, like Kitchel Azalavai. So unfortunately, that Kedusha is bygones. We don't have that anymore. Oh, but Yoist, the Rambam Paskas in Yerushalayim, there is Kedusha Azalavai. So, talk to Mechas Chinuch. With his Kavagoy, you could think maybe with the Kavachimer. Oh, but that was the Mechas Chinuch's Kavachimer. Madach, this Kedusha, in your and all those Mohammed Gedinim, Kalvachayimah with regards to Kedusha Zaharetz. It's Pashit from the Mechas Chinuch, you see that he understood like Reb Chaim, and if he understood like Reb Chaim, it's half of a fella. I found today, B'siyata D'Shmaya, that the Chazon Ish in Hilchos Shviyos, in Simin Gimel, doesn't quote the Mechas Chinuch, but he discusses the Ha'ara of the Mechas Chinuch, and he discusses whether or not there'd be a Chiyav Trumas U'Maisris, Bezman Azeh, Midday Reisna, in Yerushalayim. And this is how he ends the shtickle. Uledas HaRambam, the potter, the Ptur Trumas Umaisris, Mishum She'en Kol Yoishveh Aleh, according to the Rambam, that the reason there's a Ptur Trumas Umaisris is because you don't have Kol Yoishveh, you don't have Rav Klal Yisrael, Vada Yerushalayim Kishar Haaretz. It's Pashi Yerushalayim is Kishar Haaretz. And it's Pashi Yerushalayim is not better than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Because why? There's Kedusha Rishayna, who cares? At the end of the day, you don't have Rav Klal Yisrael. You anyways have Kedusha Shnia. The Chazon Ish is Lashitasai. The Chazon Ish in Shvi Simen Gimel is Lashitasai. It's Pashit. To the Chazon Ish in Simen Chaf Aleph, where the Chazon Ish held that Eretz Yisrael has the requisite Kedusha. The Tanayu Bias Kulchem did not make the land any different. There's just a technical criteria that you have to meet. It has all the kedusha in the world. There's a problem. We don't have Rov Yishveh. Lamai Nafkemina. Nafkemina is if there'll ever be Rov Yishveh, even Bisman HaGolos, like Chazon Ish said in Simcha Falef, now will be Chayev in Shumas V'Maisim Smidei Raisa. Another Nafkemina, the fact that we have kedusha Rishoyna in Yerushalayim is Loimai Lev Loimayr, said the Chazon Ish. Because at the end of the day, there was never a kedusha problem. The problem we're dealing with is we don't have Rov Klai Yisrael. So if we don't have Rav Klai Yisrael, what's getting me wrong that you have Kedusha Rishayna? But the way Rav Chaim learned, it's fakert on both Nekudos. Number one, if you would have Rav Yishver today, nothing would change. Because at the end of the day, what we're dealing with is Bia Shnia, and the Bia Shnia, the Yerusha Shnia, did not have Rav of Klai Yisrael. And what we also have is the Mechaz Chinuch's Festikasha. And that is that it's true, we don't have Kedusha Shnia in Eretz Yisrael, but we do have it in Yerushalayim. And if we have it, if we have Kedusha Rishoyna in Eretz Yisrael, then L'chayr in Yerushalayim, so why don't we say that the Kedusha Rishoyna in Yerushalayim, if it works for the more Chamer Digger things, Kavachayim, it should work for the more Kula Digger things.